VP Kamala Harris claims America is moving while drivers stranded on I-95 for over 24 hours. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 4, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris proclaimed Tuesday that America is moving again as hundreds of drivers remain stranded on I-95 in Virginia thanks to a snowstorm that the Mid-Atlantic states and the District of Columbia struggled to manage. Harris claimed, America is moving again because of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure law that President Joe Biden only signed into law in the final weeks of 2021 after deliberately dealing the bill to use it as leverage in a failed effort to pass his larger social spending bill. The Build Back Better bill, which originally weighed in at $3.5 trillion and may cost much more. Northern Virginia was hit by a snowstorm that resulted in over a foot of snow on the ground and a highway deadlock. Virginia's Department of Transportation, VDOT, acknowledged the unprecedented situation and affirmed its commitment to clear the highway. We know many travelers have been stuck on Interstate 95 in our region for extraordinary periods of time over the past 24 hours, in some cases since Monday morning. This is unprecedented, and we continue to steadily move stop trucks to make progress toward restoring lanes. The last drivers were reportedly rescued by emergency crews Tuesday afternoon after spending over 24 hours stranded in the snowstorm. Notably, U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, was stuck on the highway for 27 hours. Kaine provided live updates on Twitter as he was stuck on the highway. "I started my normal two-hour drive to D.C. at 1 p.m. yesterday," he said. 19 hours later, I'm still not near the Capitol. My office is in touch with the VDOT to see how we can help other Virginians in this situation. Please stay safe, everyone." After 27-plus hours on the road from Richmond to D.C., Tim Kaine is safely back in the Capitol. Still in good spirits, his communications director tweeted. While Senator Kaine and hundreds of drivers were stuck on Virginia's highways, Harris tweeted, "Because of the bipartisan infrastructure law, America is moving again. That's what infrastructure is all about, getting people moving." Twitter users took the opportunity to call out the vice president for her tone-deaf tweet while drivers were stuck on the Virginia highway. "Always check your schedule tweets," Fox News digital editor Emily Zanotti tweeted. "Great success," Eric Matheny sarcastically responded while attaching a photo showing dozens of cars at a standstill on I-95. Why would anyone think this tweet is a good idea at the same time I-95 is trending for a 12-hour plus 30 to 50-mile standstill? Are you guys trying to write GOP midterm attack ads for them?" one user questioned. "Not a yard of new track has been laid, not an inch of new road paved. And drivers were stuck on the highway in Virginia overnight. But America is moving. Thanks to infrastructure," said Breitbart News's Jill Polak. "Imagine being stuck on I-95 and reading this tweet," one user added. Political commentator Stephen L. Miller called attention to Harris's lack of political acumen. "There's that impeccable political acumen and timing. From the candidate who dropped out before Iowa, we've all come to love and know," Miller said.